This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Lynn and Uma with you. It is 6:39 in the evening. Earlier we were talking about sugar tax, soda taxes, why we blame the poor for their food choices when actually it stems from a lack of options.
So we've got some tweets and messages that have come in via Twitter. Andrew says, can they start by changing the mindset of restaurateurs that put a lot of condensed milk in drinks? And in response to that, strangely, almost as if they knew each other, KW on text says, you will be amazed at how people still order drinks with tambah manis. So
wow.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but wow, that's a thing.
That's horrifying if that's true.
To be fair, Milo dinosaur is essentially tambah manis lah.
Yeah, but that's a question of quantity. But in like a regular teh tarik, I don't think you need tambah.
True.
And then we've got someone who just sent us the lyrics to Honey.
Sugar.
Yes, correct. The Archie's big hit, which I just wanted to acknowledge simply because it made us laugh, but also because it turns out that honey actually isn't a healthier alternative to sugar.
No,
it is
not.
I just wanted to bring that up because people tend to think that it is. Another text saying, hi, loving the discourse on sugar, and I'm very glad that you brought up classism and policies like that. But honestly, Mary's dismissal of the soda tax disproportionately affecting the poor is sad. Higher soda consumption is related to being low income and lower educated. So there is that. I do think that Mary's point about overall awareness is important. I don't think she meant to be dismissive. And Nini says, sugar is not the only problem. Salt and sodium should be substituted with sea or Himalayan salt. It should be made known to all fast food outlets, hotels, canteens. I just want to say in response to this that the science isn't absolutely in on Himalayan salt. So far, it seems like salt is salt is salt, and salt is not necessarily very good for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our listeners are very passionate about sugar
and
this
salt.
Conversation.
Yes.
And salt. So keep those texts coming in. 018-789-8899. You can also call us on 7733-2900. Let's take a look at our next story. This one's about selfies, or rather adventurous selfies, which are causing a plague of terrible tourists.
I mean, this is just a fact of life, right?
Well, we saw it here in Sakinchan. In the paddy fields, and there was a huge outcry earlier this year, or about 3 months ago, I think, where people were trying to get the same Instagram photo and just wreaking havoc.
I think anybody who has ever inadvertently walked into somebody's selfie stick or been almost whacked in the face by a selfie stick will know this. But this exact story is more in reference to, people who are crowding, trying to get the most adventurous selfie. So it's not as simple as, I guess, taking a relatively restful photo in a paddy field. It's more like, I swim with sharks, I go beyond boundaries, I take drone shots where drone shots are not allowed. And that is something that we see time and time again.
And this stems from wanting to be different, from wanting to show off your unique experience, right? Because all tourism has kind of descended into something samey. Everyone buys the same books.
Yeah.
They read the same websites.
We spoke earlier with Sean Townes about the value of exclusivity. And I think the same is true here. Just because you've made the choice to go to Rome and that's the same as everybody and everybody's got the same photo of the same fountain, but not everybody is skinny dipping in the fountain. So it becomes that train of thought, which I don't agree with at all. And also it diminishes your sense of being in a place, no? Surely it does.
Well, yes. I mean, the culture of one-upmanship is something that I find generally diminishing because I think you lose sense of why you're doing something. It becomes a challenge.
Or why you're there.
Or why you're there, right? And to be fair, I think that's really true of a lot of tourism these days. A lot of people forget why they're there.
Also, to give proper context to the story, so there is a change.org
petition
that has come up, which is basically trying to get Facebook and Instagram to acknowledge these photos. So anytime a photo or an adventurous selfie, quote unquote, is taken.
Naked people on Mount Kinabalu.
Exactly. Things like that clearly flout the law. What they want is for Facebook and Instagram to kind of intervene and acknowledge that and take it down. Whether or not this will happen, I don't know. But you can look up that petition if you want to sign it.
Yes, you can. We're going to cross over now to our favorite tech person, Matt Armitage of Culture Pop. Matt, we have missed hearing you here on the Evening Edition. Tell me, do you think the selfie culture is out of control? Has it created this group of bad tourists?
I don't know if it's selfie culture that's created the bad tourists. I think the bad tourists have always existed. Certainly, this has given them a lot more coverage. You're able to find a wider audience for your pranks. And of course, that may sort of prompt other people to follow. I mean, it's like the craze for planking a few years ago. That probably wouldn't have become massive if it hadn't been for people's ability to spread it on social media. So yeah, there is an element of virality embedded in this, but I don't think we can lay the blame solely at social media's door, because it is bad behavior on the part of the people taking the pictures. So, you know, your Instagram is not forcing you to do that.
Can laws then actually go some way to it stopping people from being irresponsible when they're taking these adventurous selfies?
Laws can, but laws are not necessarily linked to social media. I mean, I think there's a disconnect here, and this is another example of people not really thinking through the concept very, very clearly. So we already have laws for social media companies where they are compelled to turn over information about people who are, for example, committing crimes against children, for things like murder or violent assaults. Some of these social media sites also have their own kind of ethical codes whereby if they suspect somebody is a suicide risk, then they will pass that information on to the authorities. So there are already laws for this, but what we don't want to do is to turn social media into essentially a secret police, a surveillance organization that then reports people for all manner of infractions. Because let's not forget, a lot of the pranks that people get up to with these kind of bad tourism photos, they're not breaking laws. They may be breaking municipal ordinances. They may be breaking council bylaws, but they may not actually be committing a criminal act. So this is very, very complicated. It would require the social media companies to kind of harmonize with thousands and thousands of laws and bylaws and ordinances. And let's not forget that in some towns and cities in southern Europe, they have banned people from walking from the beach and walking around town without wearing a shirt. Now, what we're saying then is if that is a crime, then Instagram would be responsible for identifying all the people in the background of a photo and reporting those to the town hall or the police station of that particular town. So when you take it to that level, you can see that this is just fundamentally ridiculous.
Also, enforcement sounds like a bit of a nightmare.
It's absolute nonsense. It's completely unenforceable. You know, a lot of the things that people do in these stunts are not necessarily crimes. If you take the selfie away, what they're doing is not necessarily a crime. So how do you distinguish between, or how do you get an algorithm on Facebook or Instagram to distinguish between what is criminal and what isn't? So, for example, some towns and cities allow people to wade into fountains in hot weather because it's a way for them to keep cool. Other towns and cities criminalize that same behavior. So how is an algorithm going to actually select between those two activities? You're doing exactly the same thing. It's just the location you happen to be in criminalizes or decriminalizes exactly the same behavior. Similarly, if somebody chooses to dangle one-armed off the edge of a cliff, that's not necessarily criminal. It's just stupid. So whether you're taking a selfie or not, the risk is on the part of that person. They're only a threat to themselves. And if they fall, well, that's what Darwin's for.
True words. Matt, even if you think this idea might be ridiculous, which is fair, people could argue that social media companies need to do something about it. One part of their business model is for people to get likes and bask in the attention they're receiving. And that in turn contributes to the culture of one-upmanship that we're seeing. What is their role in this situation?
Well, I think they have a moral and ethical responsibility here. So they have to respond to people who are reporting that behavior. I think it's fine for people to report that behavior. I don't think it's necessarily the case that Facebook or Instagram have to then take that to a police or an enforcement body. a user themselves can take that post and take it into the police station and make a police report. So if you're really that upset about somebody's actions, you as an individual can go and take that post to the relevant body, the relevant authority, and make that report. You can also flag it to the social media company and make it clear why you think that that behavior is not acceptable. Now, it may be, again, that this just comes down to a matter of preference. You may not like somebody's behavior. You may not agree with it, but what they're doing may not necessarily be wrong. Because once we do this, we open all kinds of avenues for, especially for trolls, and we live in this, you know, very partisan world. You could, for example, have every photo of Hillary Clinton suddenly being reported for her committing some kind of criminal act, simply because you've put that mechanism in place, and it forces then Facebook and Instagram to devote resources and to investigate this and decide whether it has to be passed on to a police station. So it gives a great deal of incentive to trolls and people who also want to disrupt and make noise to complain about people's completely acceptable behavior as well as their unacceptable behavior. So that's why I said at the beginning, people don't understand what the implications are when they sign a petition for this kind of thing. They're not looking at the kind of full macro picture. When you bring in these kind of rules and regulations, they can have a chilling effect on people's behavior, not just illegal activity, but perfectly acceptable activity too.
Matt, thank you so much for your thoughts. It's great having you on again. That was Matt Armitage of Culture Pop. You can, of course, hear Matt every Friday at 10 a.m. on Tech Talk.
Now, we did have some messages come in response to that. Victor saying, "Hi, Matt, say no to surveillance," which is a very suitable response. And then we've got another message from Eric saying, "I remember in Paris, there was a selfie stick ban in every tourist destination."
Hurrah to that.
You are such a curmudgeon. I mean, I agree with that, but that reaction was curmudgeonly.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the last time I was visiting Florence, I believe, and if you go to the Duomo, as you're walking around the church, the big circle, there are hundreds of selfie sticks, and you're just dodging and avoiding them.
I mean, it says something that we now have apps that allow you to remove crowds from photos, right? Because everybody just wants to get that money
that
shot.
Perfect shot.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Just take a photo on the internet, Photoshop yourself inside, lights much easier.
Curmudgeon, once again.
There you go. Don't go anywhere. This is the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.